Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Progenitors of humanity, they named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim in tribute. That it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone, who faced down the oppression so that our role could be lessened. Help us to know that we are part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be the children that they stand on, and if we live our lives correctly,
yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Aleikum, and all those beautiful words of peace, Kanishawa, and all those other glorious words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you're listening to The Narrative. And I want to say today is August the 1st, 2021, and what a beautiful day we have here. I'm so happy to be here with you this afternoon. My co-host, Brother Wiley Muhammad, would not be in with us today. He's celebrating his wife's birthday. I want to say today, man, we're going to talk about the pathology of spiritual disease. Diseases with an S. What is that? And how, by us having knowledge on what these spiritual diseases are, how we can use it to our advantage and combat all of the craziness that's going on in our lives. You know, as always, I tried to, with the narrative, place a seat, have a seat, an open seat for the Creator, for the God. And there's a spiritual reason for that. Because whenever we have discussions like this, like we have on the narrative, I always want a place where the Creator can come and drop in his jewels of wisdom to us, through us, whether we are the host, whether we are callers. The God is always present within our lives. So we're going to get into our discussion today. And I'm going to start here that as a student in school, you know, one of my favorite courses was English and grammar. I never had an issue when it came to this subject in school. But like you as well, since leaving school some time ago, I, like all of you, found myself entering into a lifetime study course named Life Experiences. I have found that as an adult, that your vocabulary is an extension of your level of understanding and intelligence. I have found also that as an adult, that speaking the same language, that if you are speaking the same language as a high schooler, you are suffering with, like my brother Wali Muhammad calls it, arrested development. You know, our intention here at the narrative is to take the handcuffs off of your hands and shackles off of your feet, and more important, the self-imposed shackles that you have over your mind every day, which I call it in illusions. Now, so let me set some ground rules for today's show. We're going to parse through the words of today's title, The Pathology of Spiritual Diseases. First, the. It means, you know, the determiner. What is a determiner or determiner? A determiner is the modifying word that determines the kind of phrase references made towards the subject. Okay? Next we have pathology, which is the science of the causes and effects of diseases, especially the branch of medicine that deals with the laboratory examination of samples of body tissues for diagnostic or forensic purposes. Of means to express the relationship between a scale or measure and a value. Spiritual means relating to or affecting the human spirit. Disease means a harmful deviation from the normal structure or functional state of an organism, generally associated with certain signs and symptoms and differing in nature from physical injury. A diseased organism commonly exhibits signs or symptoms indicative of its abnormal state. The pathology of That word pathology is very important in the title. Because like all things in nature, starts out very, very small. And sometimes you can't even detect it. Some diseases that the human body contracts in the world, very subtle. You don't even know it's there. And in some cases, they can't even track the origin of some of the diseases that the human body can contract. So this is where pathology comes into play, because it's a tracing of the origins of how things come to be, how these diseases come to be. You know, so today we're gonna look into this, the pathology of spiritual diseases. What is it? And how can we tie it to the spiritual and inner world of self, which is the real world, where illusions does not exist? We have to look at this whole thing in a different light today, and be more scientific in our approach. Today, this week, I shared with some co-workers of mine, or probably last week, I should say. And I shared these words with them. I said that this is very important truth to understand, that we live in a material-based universe that is based on one pattern and one pattern alone. There's only one force, and that is the life force. This universe has always existed for trillions of years, long before there was the existence of a supreme being that sparked in the triple darkness of space. You and I as human beings are patterned after the universe and the earth itself. All that we hear, smell, taste, touch, and see is all subservient to us, who are created in the make of the supreme being. This means that there is power in you and me that can be tapped whenever we focus our minds towards, or whatever we focus our minds towards. We can tap into energy. The power that we exercise and release comes from our own being. Remember, I have shared with those of you that we generate our own energy, and it is measured through that which we focus on or concentrate on is as natural as breathing air. There's no mystery to it, just acknowledgement and thought control. My co-host, Brother Wiley, had pointed that out. It's energy, brothers and sisters, and energy can be channeled. You can learn to channel energy. We hear these words all the time. Be and it is. Well, if you say be and it is, don't you think that there's going to be to bring something up out of yourself? There's going to have to be a level of difficulty in order to do, in order to bring those things about that you want to bring out, whether you're bringing it out spiritually or you're bringing it up out of the earth physically. There's always going to be a difficulty factor. And so today we're going to go into this subject, and I pray that you can follow what we are saying this afternoon. By the way, before I start, call-in number is 914-205-5519. That is 914-205-5519. You call in, give a quick ask a question or a comment. That's the telephone number to do it today. You know, we must approach this subject as scientists and explore the unseen so that we may remove the mental shackles that have been holding us back from the successes that we seek to have under the wisdom of a living God that we claim is our friend and benefactor today. How many of us sitting in our homes right now, in our cars, or walking around in a park, ponder over your condition? You tell yourself, oh, I don't have money. I don't have life that I want to live. Everybody's always pulling at me. Things is never going right for me. I'm tired of being sick. I'm tired of eating bland food. I'm tired of not going to travel the world. Many of you have these issues today. I should say many of us have these issues today. Some of you don't. However, I'm pretty sure living in a world like this, you have something going on in your life that you're not satisfied with. Some of you have heard me say on previous shows that I set a place on this show for our teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Master Farad Muhammad, the great Mahdi, and reformer of the civilization of both God and man. You know, I've learned through Minister Farrakhan to never speak independent of the Supreme Being. To do so is to lose the spirit of his truth that flows through you and I. You know, let me give you a quick example. Moses and the smiting of the rock. Moses started to feel himself and said to the thirsty people, the children of Israel, who wanted water. Moses used these words. He said, "Must I smite the rock for water? Must I smite the rock for water?" You know, it was at that act right there by Moses in the words that he said that displeased Jehovah, who was the real power behind Moses' ability to perform, the awesome power that the people witnessed from Moses' mind and hands. Moses performed his duty. He got the people where Jehovah wanted them to be. But guess what? Moses was not permitted to enter into the promised land. Why? Because he spoke independent of the power that was backing him. He spoke independent of Jehovah. You know, when I read that some years ago, I used to think that that was a harsh punishment from the gods, you know. No, man, Moses sat there and went through hell, holy hell, to get the people to the promised land, but he was not permitted in. But as I started to grow in understanding, I realized why Jehovah made the decision to hold Moses from entering the promised land with the people that he led by Jehovah's witness. By Jehovah's permission. And here's the answer by the grace of God. You know, Moses was the representative of the Supreme One at that time. And that one made it possible for Moses to perform all of the great feats that is contributed to Moses. Remember these words. There shall not be another God placed before me. This is very significant because Moses could not have done any of what he had accomplished without the Lord of the worlds, period. Moses exalted himself above the supreme being, which is a major failure. At any dispensation, in the sands of time. Let me share something with you all from the Supreme Wisdom by Master Farad Muhammad that revealed that we, the black people of America, are the first people that discovered the Nile Valley to live on. We called it today Egypt, a name given by the Greeks. as a means to cover up the true identity of mastership. The name Egypt will be removed in time. I'm just letting you all know. The true name of that important landmass is named Kemet, which means the land of the blacks. But that's another show. I'm sharing this with you all, and I hope you all are following me, because you are more than what you are. It's no accident that us as black people, even in the condition and state that we have found ourselves in America, that we are able to still advance the earth, still advance civilization, even in the weakened state that we are. See, some of us like to use the term fallen state. And if you look at it, yes, I understand what you're saying, because we are not what we once were. However, that even in our fallen state, we were still able, even to this very day, to advance civilization. Most of the inventions that you have today came from the minds of black people. The cell phone that you're listening to me on came from the mind of a black man. You didn't know that? The very screen that you are looking at on your cell phone came from the mind and hand of a black man. The stoplight that you are at right now, black man. The elevator that some of you are on right now, that you ride every day to get to your place of work, black man. The light that you are cutting on right now in your home, black man. Back in the day, we called these other devices a component set. Black man. The wrench that some of you are using right now fixing on your automobile was done by the boxer Jack Johnson, black man. You see, even in our weakened state, brilliance and greatness and creativity came through us, even from the plantation. Where do you think the rake came from? The cotton comber. Eli Whitney didn't get that idea of a cotton gin from his mind. He got that by observing the slaves, and he took what they had and developed what they called a cotton gin. How could you be responsible for the cotton gin and you wasn't picking none? So his name Eli should have been Heli Whitney. And there's other things. Even the first automobile, brothers and sisters, motorized, was done by a black man. It wasn't Ford. Those type of histories elude us because we're sending our children to these public schools, and we will not even go to the public schools and force them to teach our history there. I know some of you out there, the ones who talk about, you know, and look, I'm with you. I'm with you on that. You know, our children, we do need to have our own schools. However, at this juncture, at this state and time, our people still going to send their children to the public schools, regardless of what we say here today. School is getting ready to start back up again. But for those of you who are sending your children to the public school, it's 2021. You got to stop being like, thinking like a slave, brothers and sisters. You are paying money, school taxes, to the public school system. Who are not teaching your children your history? What sense does that make? You paying people for nothing. For in business terms, services not being rendered. Those of you who feel strongly about this, then before school starts, I'm pushing you. Go to the schools and demand that they add within the curriculum black history. Of little, very little you are receiving. Go and demand that our children be taught of black inventors, black scientists, black doctors. It's never too late when you apply pressure to that which is ailing you. I worked in the public school system. So you can't tell me it can't be done because I did it. I shared Black history with our children, with the children I was blessed to teach. I shared about the Million Man March to the students. I shared about Black inventors to the students. Although it's not in the curriculum, but there's nothing to stop you, Black teachers, from doing this. Some of you got issues too. You act like you are afraid to teach our children or Hispanic children or Asian children or the Indians something about their history. You want to stick to the curriculum. But yet, this show is for you too today, because one of those spiritual diseases is the spiritual disease of cowardice. This is medicine for you. You got to stop being afraid. Parents, you too. Many of you, you are listening to this, and you know what I'm saying is right. However, why are you waiting on the public school to teach your children? Your children is in the home with you. You tell them nothing. But yet, you want to complain that the school isn't doing anything. Well, what the hell are you doing? I remember working in special education. We were asking the parents to come. We would show you how we teach your child and how you can communicate with your child. We would teach and share with you. Oh, I don't have time. Can you just send some paperwork home to me? But yet the child you can't relate to, and the child can't relate to you. It's kind of like what brother was sharing with us concerning the dogs. You know, the dog is having an experience by trying to learn to live in a human world. So therefore, you become his teacher. Well, the same way it was with teaching special education, especially when you're dealing with children that has autism, which is they refer to it as a spectrum. However, a lot of the students that I've worked with over the years that had autism, man, they come in probably about five different phases. You got the extremely intelligent ones, highly, highly intelligent ones. Then you have the very low ones that does not have verbal skills. And so we have to teach sign language and teach the child how to communicate through using sign language. Some of the parents were too lazy to even learn that. That is another spiritual disease, laziness. We're going to get into it. So, you know, I just want to share that a little bit, because this is some of the things that we are going to be exploring. But back to the subject with Moses losing the promised land. That's very significant, even with us. What have we lost? And how did we get here? Ask yourself the question, how did we get here? We come from a land where, man, I mean, we really, really was very highly educated, highly sophisticated. A lot of people, they're not lying when they're saying that a lot of our people actually had great untold levels of wealth. Not only just in physical wealth, but I'm talking about spiritual wealth. The kind of wealth that would cause one to build pyramids on the earth that's still in existence today, even though the people are gone. The type of insight and knowledge to build great civilizations and to bury those civilizations so that this particular world ruler today would not get his hands on. And eventually, that one will be born, I believe, in the West, here with us, that will be born to go and refine that civilization and recover it. And then all of the scholarship that was back then used to confound the world today will be once brought back again. That's in the future to come. However, right now, through the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we were taught that there is this world was given 60,000 volumes of mathematics. However, we are only using one today. Only one. And for what we understand by our brother Terrence Howard, the reason why this civilization cannot seem to last and build lasting things, things that will last, outlast it is a usefulness is because the mathematics was wrong from the very beginning. So we live in an imperfect world. At one point in time, black people, I'm talking about you and I, who discovered the Nile Valley to live on, so says Master Farad Muhammad. At one point in time, we start to think independent of God. We started to think that we were the God. So the God turns his face away from us. And when that started to happen, he hid his reality from us. That means at one point in time, he had to be known. And he dwelled amongst us. But he hid himself. His reality. Not for 1 year, not for 2 years, but for over a trillion years. K. Can you imagine? People just worshiping their own ideals of God and forgot the reality of God. And this is why people see God as a chicken. God could be a chicken. He can turn into a crow. God can turn into a vulture, you know? God is a fish. God can turn into a rock. It's because they lost the reality of what God was, and this is why we was left, as the Quran says, blindly wandering on. But at some point in time, there a disconnection came between us and the Creator. And just as Moses lost going into the promised land, we lost the knowledge of self. And we are really struggling to get it back. Quite a bit of us are still struggling to get it back. And unfortunately, looking at the time in which we're living in, you have a closing world, and then you have a new world coming in. We are right at the point to where we are sitting in between the two. One has the power to push the other out. However, the other, which is the opposer, is going to make a pushback. And this is where we're sitting at today. It's not a standstill. It can never be a standstill because the one that's pushing in the new world is God himself. But you got those fools, just like Pharaoh, got the mindset to try to fight God. And because you, the black people of the Western Hemisphere, you, the black people in America, the chosen people of God of this day and time, not only is that pushback towards God himself, the Supreme One, that pushback is for you as well, to keep you from advancing, because the more you advance, then the kingdom of God will be realized and it will come into fruition. You're going to have to remove these scales from over your eyes. You're going to have to start seeing the value of yourself and who you are. You are born to succeed, but you will never succeed as long as you want to stay tied to this life. You're going to have to look at yourself . You're in an abnormal state right now. The higher side of you, the successful side of you, is just like Stevie Wonder had a song called Skeleton in Your Closet, itching to come outside. It's pushing you to advance, pushing you to be better than what you are, pushing you to release the greatness inside of yourself. You know, in the Bible, there are passages of Jesus casting out demons just by his presence. The Jesus that you are reading about, the Jesus that you are in the church right now, out there clapping your hands, that's you. You were celebrating and clapping your hands for Jesus, but in reality, you were shouting and clapping your hands for self. Now, you know, what is the meaning of such of an observation by the writer of this history on Jesus' life? You know, it simply reveals that a God-conscious state of mind within you can cast out what you all want to call demons, which are not real entities. These so-called demons that you say that you have or think that you have are nothing but vexed thoughts and ideas that are causing you the spiritual diseases that are attacking the high sense of self. Yes. I mean, let's look at some of them. Let's look at it for what it is. Science is discovering that we human beings have more than five senses today. We're only going to deal with six of them today. You know, which is see, hear, smell, taste, feel, and one of my favorite to explore is intuition. That's what we call the sixth sense. Why limit yourself to try to understand five of them? When you have more. But sixth sense have always been around, so you know what the sixth sense is. It's dealing with intuition. One of those spiritual diseases that plagues us is a big one, and that's spiritual blindness. Now, what is that? Well, spiritual blindness is a state of being in total knowing or woeful ignorance as knowing what exists. You ever notice how some people, they know when you're telling the truth, but they just sit up and just flat out reject it, even though they know that it is the truth? We see it every day, especially those of you who watch electronic news, who's constantly in tune with what's going on ABC, NBC, and CBS. And as you watch this news, you hear the news being reported one way, which is pretty much near correct to whatever the story is. Then you turn to a news station called Fox, and you hear an alternate reality. Either those people are flat out stupid, or they suffer from what is called spiritual blindness. How can you just assume things and try to turn it around and make it into what you want to make it into, instead of reporting whatever the truth is? Well, that's the way lies get started. That's the way people are. If you were told, and we've seen this before, I don't know about you, but we had in the classroom once an experiment. We had the student to whisper in one student's ear a fact, And yet to put it in the way he had to put it in order for him to understand it, and as he whispered it into one student's ear, something happened. The student didn't tell the third student the same in the same manner that the first student had conveyed the message to him as. And as we got around to the 10th person who had to reveal what was told to them, the fact came out completely different. But yet the number that was given as well within the experiment remained the same. But the words and manner on how the message was perceived or received came out totally different from the origin of the message. This happens all the time with us as human beings. Well, what caused the spiritual blindness? It's perception. It's how you receive and perceive things. You know, the side effects of spiritual blindness are denials, refusals, rejection. And misperception of what is real or what is not real. Out of all of the spiritual diseases there are to suffer from, nothing can compare to the refusal of not wanting to see what is true. No, as we pursue or peruse through history, we find that spiritual blindness didn't become a spiritual disease until the new people appeared on the planet. And because of the rulers, by God's permission, for a limited time, the spiritual blindness have really, really increased on this planet. Now, I'm not saying that before the new rulers that's on the planet right now, the latest ruler on this planet, that have jacked up everything, I'm not saying that spiritual blindness did not have its few bouts amongst the people. This is the human condition we're talking about back then. However, the people dealt with reality a lot more in depth than what they do today. Because a lot of us, man, we're filled with a whole bunch of illusions today. And a whole bunch of lies. Spiritual blindness is not a permanent disease. Listen to me. It is not a permanent disease. It is written in the Supreme Wisdom. A question that was posed to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Why does the devil keep our people illiterate? The answer is so that he can use them for a tool and also a slave. He keeps them blind to themselves so that he can master them. Blindness, spiritual blindness, can make you the slave of somebody else. It also says that illiterate means ignorant. So what are we saying here? Blindness leads to ignorance? Or did ignorance cause the blindness? For what we understand, it says that we are kept illiterate to be used as a tool and made a slave. If we extract wisdom from out of this small passage, we find that spiritual blindness is a self-imposed condition that is used as a tool today to deceive by those who want to play ignorant. You're not ignorant today. Back then you could have been, but today it's a different story now. You know, it's a different story now. You can see things that people during the time of Moses, Abraham, Mansa Musa, all of them couldn't see. Hannibal. You're witnessing things that most of the prophets wished that they could have saw during their day and time. Whenever you read about the prophets, you read about, they give description of animals or insects or whatnot in order to reveal a truth. But you and I, we live in a time where we see these things and experience these things. I never forget this one prophet. He saw a dragonfly. This is his description. A dragonfly that spits fire from his mouth. Now, you all see dragonflies flying around all the time, especially if you're in the country. Did that dragonfly look like it could spit fire from his mouth? No. That's what the prophet of that day and time saw to describe what he's seen spiritually. Now, where do we see such? We see it from the helicopter gunships that comes off of these boats. You see it with the Black Hawk helicopter and the fire that's being spit out. Those are the missiles. Those are the bombs. But see, we see that in our day and time, but back then they didn't see that. Interesting, isn't it? No, now I'm not saying that to a certain extent. Well, yes, I am. I'm going to go on and say it because it's true. Because back then, most of the people dealt with reality. They didn't have television. They didn't have the magic shows that we look at and marvel at. I mean, I don't know about you, but I enjoy watching magic and try to figure out, well, how in the world this person did this? How you make a telephone turn into a newspaper? And right while you're looking at it. Very entertaining to look at. But back then, they didn't have a lot of those things. Now, I do remember reading where some of it did start to come into play. And I'm talking about like during Moses' time when it talks about him throwing down the cane, then all of a sudden it's turning into a snake and whatnot. So, you know, illusions play a huge part in this. Brothers and sisters, I see we have reached the top of the hour. And you know what? When we come back, we're going to be delving into most of those, some of the spiritual diseases that plagues us, it's important that we know the name of some of these diseases. That way we can kind of help to rectify some of the situations that we're in. You know, through the Fair Act use, we are able to play music from some copyrighted music from some of the artists, especially while it's pertaining to our subjects. But you know, I want to get to the point to where I can have the licenses in order to play, and I don't have to say pronounce the FURS Act. I mean the Fair Use Act every time I want to play music from our brothers and sisters that's out there. But however, this is the hand that we deal with, and since we're talking about mine today, I want to play Prince, Colonize Mine on the narrative.
Wanna talk about it? Revolution principle. You see a rock on the shore and say it's always been rare. Down low, no responsibility. Do what you want, nobody cares. Up low, the master race idea. Genetically disposed to rule the world. Down low, a future full of isolated, boys and girls. Upload a two-party system. The lesser of two dangers, illusion of choice. Fascism. Nothing really ever changed. You never had a boy.
this prince, a colonized mind. Oh, man, I tell you, boy, what a talent, what a talent. Brothers and sisters, we are back on the narrative. And I want to say before we get started, the Final Call newspaper is back out on the streets in your prospective cities, towns, back in your state. And it's also the Final Call newspaper. The interesting thing about the Final Call is that the Final Call is actually in a national and international newspaper. You can pick it up in other parts of the world as well. And they also, I believe, they still mail them out to those subscribers. So that is a strong black newspaper. It's one of the most strongest black newspapers that we have that leave these shores and go around the world. I don't know of any others. I just know that that the Final Call is the only one that I know of that goes out like that. So pick up a copy whenever you see any of the brothers out while you're out doing your driving. And if you want to, also you can subscribe to the Final Call newspaper online. Just go to www.finalcall.com and go to the digital copy. And you can pick it up there. All right, we are back. Left out talking about spiritual blindness. Let me give a real life example. You know, say somebody stole $5 from a family member's purse or wallet. And you go and make a purchase. And you make others think that you stole the purchase from the store, when in reality you paid for it with the stolen money from the family member. And years later, the reminder of that act keeps coming back up like a weed after you pulled it. You pulled the lot. You thought you got away with it. But you know, it happens all the time. You play the game of spiritual blindness with people. But the weight of the act keeps returning back to you by the person that you lied to, that you sought to deceive, until you seek, before you seek to tell the truth to the person and correct the lie. That lie is going to always constantly keep coming back. You know, spiritual blindness, you got to play the game, man. You know, like, you don't know what's going on. Look, man, man, I stole that, man, but, you know, I lied. You know, you try to ignore what you know you did. And you ignore deception. You know, you hear the truth. It's the hiding of the truth that is always ever present. But, you know, by you sitting up trying to say that, nah, that don't happen, that don't exist, man, you're suffering with what is called spiritual blindness, because there's no such thing as the spiritual blindness really existing in the real world, which is the inner world. That's the reason why you always, I used to hear as a child that God knows when you're lying. You can't lie to God because God dwells within. He don't dwell without, not in the manner in which you would understand. So just think on that now. Now let's go into deafness. What about this deafness, acting like you didn't hear nothing? That's another self-imposed condition, which is a spiritual disease. You hear what you want to hear. The truth is all powerful, and it comes from the inner depth of the Supreme Spirit. Hearing
is one of those blessings from God that is a life-saving mechanism that provides audio between two worlds, the inner world and the outer world. Are you hearing me? You can hear in the inner world as well as the outer world, both. In the Bible, the word death is mentioned about 17 times. But when you read Psalms 58 and 4, it says, of those who purposely close their ears to the truth today. Now, that's what I'm saying on that. For those of you who close your ears to the truth today, just think. Now, the Bible says that their poison is like the poison of a serpent, like the deaf adder that stops his ears. Now, I had to stop and think on that. What in the world is a deaf adder? Have you all ever been in a conversation before with two, three or more? And you are speaking knowledge, either for what you acquired or what you know and learn and experiment with. You know what you know. But then it would always be one who don't hear your words. They want to add in and come in and dominate the conversation and push you out of it. Or you have those ones who will hear you talk, and they want to be the star of the party all the time. And they will jump in on what you're speaking of, start adding in what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called their God science, and make you forget what in the world you were talking about. Because they came in and jumbled up and messed up everything and messed up the conversation. Well, that's a deaf adder. Someone that always want to come in and they don't hear not one word you're saying. Then they want to come in and add in what they want to add in to overshadow your wisdom, to overshadow the truth of what you speak. This is why hearing is so important today. And it teaches on it, because to be deaf, you know, today you can lose your life to not want to hear the word of truth today. However, but the Bible did speak of that the deaf will be forced to open to hear the truth today, of the judgment today, so that no excuse could be made. This is why in the New Testament, you always keep reading these words, for those who have an ear, let them hear. Hearing is a life-saving mechanism today. Take heed. The Quran speaks of a loud thunder peal penetrating the ears of the deaf today, so that there is no excuse will be used by those who have ears but choose to close them and ignore the drum beats of change coming upon the earth. The drumbeat of justice is beating loud today. And it's becoming louder and louder, to where it's becoming almost deafening to the ears. You and I will be held responsible for that which we do and that which we don't do. consider it a blessing. If the Creator is pushing you from within, pushing you to accept the higher things in life, the higher positions in life, the higher science in life, consider it a blessing. You know, this earth is going through a great spiritual cleansing today. Do you all remember? It haven't been that long ago. Do you remember doing the closing down of the entire world due to the COVID-19 outbreak? It hasn't been that long ago. Planes stopped flying. Commercial boats stopped sailing. Cars were parked. Schools were closed. And as we know it, it was halted. Curfews in certain areas were enforced. Concerts were canceled. Broadway plays stopped. Wasn't that long ago? The entire world was silenced. And the entire global economy was ground to a halt. The earth, prior to COVID, was full of chemicals and industrial smoke filling the air all over the planet, global warming, melting away the polar caps, the continuing opening of the ozone layer. But when COVID made its appearance and forced the shutdown of most of the destructive nations on this earth, the earth started healing itself. The ozone layer started to repair itself. The atmosphere was cleansing itself again naturally. And we could breathe again naturally clean air. New growth of vegetation began to grow. The water's pH balance was changed. And the smells of the earth began to change. The people and the animals could breathe again. Believe it or not, there were some positives that came out of COVID and the closures. However, there were a lot of bad negatives that came out of COVID as well. And to this very day, there are irreversible damage that were made. Millions died and had to be hospitalized from the virus. Thousands of small businesses had to close their doors for good. And millions of families were left to rely on government assistance for food. Food lines with high-end automobiles in line for food. People could not even pay rent or could not afford to see their private doctor. Alcoholism was up in the house, as though it was not there before. You know, you understand. But however, triple the bars were being found in the recycle bin. Domestic violence was up. It was a very stressful time for millions across the world. Could you imagine living with persons with a drug problem during that stressful time? Families were forced to live with each other for days and deal with each other's internal issues with each other. And unfortunately, many have found, while in some of the homes, that the man and woman don't even like each other very much. So what the quarantine, which is nothing but imposed isolation, revealed to the people, many families across the nation and the world, is how dysfunctional they really are and how unconnected we truly are in most cases. You know, before COVID, some men would leave their homes every night to go hang out on the club scene or go hang out with the boys, you know, or with their mistresses. Women, there are some of you who are listening. You did the same thing. You're not completely righteous in this as well. Let me get off this. But all of us in a world like this have fallen short, both known and unknown. We have fallen short, as they say, of the glory of God, and we are in need of forgiveness and mercy. Now, I had to say this for you holier than thou type of people out there. You have the same issues like everybody else. And because you don't practice certain things or do certain things that other people do, you're proud to say, well, I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't use drugs. I don't chase women. I don't chase men. I'm in the church every Sunday. I'm in the mosque every Sunday. I don't have those issues as you do. Well, one issue, when you talk to people that's real about everything, one issue you just gave one. You are a liar. You are a liar. Because there are things that you are falling short on right now that you know you need to improve on. So let's not be holier than thou, okay? Spiritual diseases, can they be identified? Spiritual diseases, like all diseases, start out small and subtle in some cases, but you are not going to know that they are there. See, these little small things that comes right up out of you that you have not dealt with. And whenever you do not deal with a serious complaint, don't the pain get more and more heavier, harder on you? Don't the illness get to be more and more severe when you don't deal with the symptoms, when you don't deal with the pain or the disease itself? Spiritual diseases are blinding diseases of the heart, which is the seat of all emotion and motivation. I want you to notice in the word disease, if you hyphenate the word, you have the prefix this. In Latin, it means apart, asunder, away. Then you have the suffix ease, meaning to relieve, alleviate, to move gently or carefully. What is ailing you today that it seems that we can't get it together the way that we would like to in our lives? What is ailing you? What is hindering you? What is hindering us? What is keeping us away from becoming our own businessman? What is hindering us from buying and purchasing land? What is it that is constantly holding us back? Here's a list of spiritual diseases that is attacking us subtly. And by knowing what they are, you can combat that which is hindering us and hindering you from expressing your higher self or our higher self. I must say this here. We are from the earth. And because we are created from the soil, the vegetation, and the water of the earth, we have a natural inclination to the earth through our flesh. However, the life force and the supreme level of consciousness of mind comes from our Creator and Maker. We're being pulled at every day by the flesh and the spirit. Those of you who read the Bible, I'm going to give you a scripture that I want you to go and look at. Go to Galatians 5:16-31. I'll say it again so you all can, whenever you get the opportunity, you go home and you pull out the Bible, you can read this. It's Galatians 5:16-21. It says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." That's heavy when you think about it. The Spirit here represents a high state of being, a high level of understanding, higher levels of energy. Wouldn't you like to express higher ideals, a higher state of being and living? I do. If you don't, I do. You know, what are the acts of the flesh? That is obvious. It's impurity, debauchery, idolatry, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, fraction, envy, drunkenness. These are acts of the flesh. Sexual immorality. Acts of the flesh. However, Paul says that I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Where is this kingdom coming from? The kingdom of God. Have you ever thought of it? The kingdom of God is coming right up out of you. That's where it's coming. Right up out of you. You can access that kingdom and begin to dwell in it from within. But you got to have a higher state of mind to even look at it. Look at it from that premise. Don't you know that we are actually co-creators? And how do we create? We create from our imagination. Everything that you see that we have created as human beings is nothing but borrowed material. All of it. Because there was a creator before you who created these things. And this is why he referred to men and women as vicegerents. Now, the kingdom of God dwells within. Isn't that what Jesus said? That the kingdom of God is inside of you? Isn't that what he taught? Well, what's blocking the kingdom from coming out from you? Or you placing yourself, let me tell you something about in the nation. These words came to us from out of the supreme wisdom. It says, set yourself in heaven at once. Even in the teachings of Christianity, who do we say lives in heaven? Ah, God is in heaven, right? So what does that mean? Just saying. But the kingdom, as Jesus said, which is the truth, is inside of you. And you can begin the process of transferring that kingdom from inside of you to experience some of that outside of you. That's another subject. We'll get into it sometime by the end of this year. How do one release out the kingdom of God? That's a heavy subject there. But I want you all to remember that wisdom is not complex at all when you have understanding. Not complex at all. Because wisdom is always found simplicity of things. It's always found in the simplicity. Okay, let's go. Let's move on. Galatians 21. Let's see, 21. Yes. Galatians 22 says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, temperance, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. That's heavy. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh. Has crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking by envying each other. Envy is a spiritual disease. In fact, envy is the absolute face of Satan. See, let me tell you something. Here on the narrative, we don't speak about holy things. There's a man on with a pitchfork and a red leotard and a tail existing under our feet. No, we deal with reality here. We don't deal with the mystery God. We deal with reality. Because when you don't deal with reality, you can't see things as it is. One of the spiritual diseases, as we stated earlier, is blindness. You blind yourself to the truth. Anybody can teach you an illusion and you can and you will believe it. And the reason why you believe it is because you won't study or really look at it for what it's worth. Look at the concept of heaven and hell. We're taught that heaven and hell are two conditions of life. Is it a place above us or is it a place below us? As we were taught, especially as children, heaven is above. It's in the cloud, in the clouds, in the sky somewhere. And hell is below our feet, where the devil, the so-called devil, resides. Satan resides. Now let's look at this, especially on this hell thing. Now, it is stated that hell burns seven times as hot as the sun. Well, in our supreme wisdom, we are taught that the sun burns at 14,072 degrees Fahrenheit in our teachings, rather. 14,072 degrees Fahrenheit. If you time that by self, and right now I live in Texas. It's hot out here. Our temperatures get up to 95 degrees. And on some days it get even higher. And because when you live in the city of Houston, it's a lot of humidity around. Because Houston is built upon nothing but canals and bayous. So therefore, we have a lot of humidity. If you have a sun burning at 14,072 degrees Fahrenheit, and you turn that by seven, we cannot exist on the planet like that. We all will burn up. So what's really up under the ground? If you dig, you're going to find nothing but just rock, coal, all, bauxite, cobalt. Keep digging. Until you dig as far as the center of the earth, well, the lava is coming out of it. Nobody dwelling now. So where's hell? Hell is in the condition in which you live. Ladies, those of you who don't drink, how do you feel when your husband come home? He's stumbling everywhere. And for some whatever reason, some people, man, they feel like, man, they want to beat up the world when they get drunk. Especially some of the real old men. They used to get into fights. Fights, man. Especially back in the day, I'll never forget one of my grandfathers. He said, man, when you look at the clothes that we used to have back then, man, them was for deep pockets, man. And they would reach down up in that deep pocket trying to pull out a knife. Man, I'll cut you, you know. it was razors at a certain point in time. Nowadays, it's the gun. But a drunken person coming into your home, cussing loud, wobbling every doggone well, then he wants to hit you. Getting beat up in your own residence. That's a form of hell. People coming in the home, sowing dissension amongst the family member. That's a form of hell. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Heaven and hell are two conditions of life. And where there is hell, you're going to find spiritual diseases of the heart that's existing there. People being vexed. However, like fish, though, some people, they love their dwell. And they love to live like that. You saying, brother, why would somebody want to live like that? Your higher self don't want you to live like that. But some people just give up and say to themselves, man, this is the way it is. Nothing going to change it. It's going to be like this forever. No, that's not true. Change only comes through those who seek it. If you seek change, then change will come about. It's not the way it is. You don't have to live like you do. You have enough power and energy in you to change the reality under which you live and dwell. I'm not telling you that it's not a struggle. It's always a struggle. Because you're dealing with different personalities. You may have a good idea and have a way to free yourself of certain circumstances. You want to share that with maybe your spouse, maybe a cousin, an uncle, a grandfather, or just maybe friends that you hang around with. But if they are not on your level, then why waste your time dwelling there? Why waste your time sharing with them that which they're going to trample on? As the Bible speaks of, it speaks about not sharing your pearls. Because if you share your pearls with the wrong type people, or people who don't care about what it is that you're trying to share with them, then just like the scripture said, the swine will stomp on. And stop wasting your time doing that. That's part of the people that suffer from the spiritual disease. If you want to clear yourself of these spiritual diseases, you got to change the environment. You got to come out of it. There's no way around that. Consciously, you're going to have to change, because that's where the problem is. Consciously, you see yourself doing things. You know yourself doing things, right? You know that you're going against your higher self. You know, I'm not a smoker, but I see people that smoke. Do I go around and be putting them down because they smoke? No. Do I share knowledge? Yes. I'm not a drinker. I have drink before as a teenager. And just coming up in a family where whenever we had our get together, just like most of you today, beer is bought. As children, we used to sneak the beer. Sorry, kids. Sorry, children. I know y'all sitting there listening with your parents, but yeah, look, I told y'all, man, this is the narrative. We deal with truth here. Many of you are sneaking the beer while they sitting in there talking amongst themselves. Good, good. We outdoors, you know, we out there talking and socializing too. We popping cans as well as they are. We even went as far as the dog. The dog was even getting drunk with the rest of them. Everybody intoxicated, the children and the dog and the parents and the in-laws and cousins and family doing the get-togethers. Have I ever smoked marijuana before? Yes, I have. Was it the thing for me? No, it wasn't. I smoked it and that was it. But you know, there's always consequences to the things that we do that we don't think is a consequence, but yet it always come out showing that it is a consequence. I mean, you can't put something in that's foreign to the body and don't expect for it to interfere with the normal function of the body. Those of us who are out here who smoke, have you ever looked at your lungs? Go to the doctor whenever you do your checkup and ask them to do a X-ray and show you what your lungs look like. Nowadays they got it real realistic now. Man, they can show you that your lungs and parts of your body in 3D now. Colors, pictures, and all. And just look at how much tar you have on your lungs. This is the reason why you have to continuously to keep smoking now, because you have so much tar that coats your lungs now. Man, I'm just telling you the truth. You all know this. I'm not telling you nothing that you don't know. You're only doing that which you're happy with. Am I going to sit up and charge you because you're doing it? No. It's not. It's just not for me. So I'm not going to put you down because you smoke. I'm not going to put you down because you drink. I'm not going to put you down because you use marijuana. But always know that there is a consequence to that. It always has been and always will be. Brothers and sisters, we're down to our last 3 minutes of the show. It's time. Many of you are ready to free yourself of financial burdens, free yourself of certain circumstances that goes on within the home. Many of you are ready to free yourself of the things that is not bringing you the type of joy that you would like to have on the planet, our home in which we live. You can have all the things that you desire. Just stop telling yourself that it can't be done. All things can be done because when the Creator created himself out of the triple darkness of space, think on that. All impossibilities were destroyed. There's no such thing as I can't today. You can if you choose. I want to read something from a little sentence from Napoleon Hill book, Think and Grow Rich, on faith. It says, faith is the head chemist of the mind. When faith is blended with thought, the subconscious mind instantly picks up the vibration, translated into its spiritual equivalent, and transmitted to infinite intelligence, as in the case of prayer. That's powerful. It's very powerful if you understand. What keeps us away from a lot of the things that we desire is the way we look at things and what we accept consciously. But subconsciously, this is powerful truth. A lot of the things that we have accepted consciously does not even exist subconsciously. I'm going to close this show out with a prayer from out of Message to the Black Man from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And those of you who speak of God as Allah, Yahweh, Jehovah, God, understand what the words of this prayer is saying. And use it in your own life because it is helping to free you and identify to you the spiritual diseases or illness that we suffer from. It says, O Allah, I seek thy refuge from anxiety and grief, and I seek thy refuge from lack of strength and laziness, and I seek thy refuge from cowardice and from niggardliness, and I seek thy refuge from being overpowered by debt and the oppression of men. O Allah, suffice thou me with what is lawful to keep me away from what is prohibited. And with thy grace, make me free from want of what is besides you or thee. Brothers and sisters, I enjoyed this time with you today.
thank you for listening to the narrative, and I pray that you go out and make it a good, proper week. Identify the spiritual blindness in your life and get rid of it. The power is within you. Until next week, peace.